USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Quite an ending to one of the Final Four matchups in the men's NCAA basketball tourney.
And Virginia 63, Auburn 62. The Cavaliers will play for their first national championship on the backs of three free throws with under 1 second to play.
That is heard on Westwood One Sports after a controversial foul. Virginia's Kyle Guy sinking those three free throws to give Virginia the win over Auburn. Virginia will now play Texas Tech in the title game on Monday. Two more New York City firefighters are dead from 9/11-related illnesses. The total now stands at 343, as retired Lieutenant Timothy O'Neill and firefighter Kevin Lennon both died within 48 hours of each other this past week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A worker at the Coachella Festival falls to his death. That man, said to be a 20-year veteran of the annual music festival, was setting up a stage at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, yesterday, when he fell 60 feet from a roof and died at the scene. This year's Coachella Festival is set to open Friday. A 26-year-old Nebraska man is jailed after jumping into the ring and tackling 61-year-old wrestling legend Bret the Hitman Hart during the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. No word on the man's motive. This man told WCBS-TV in New York.
I was just watching him do his speech, and just kind of out of nowhere, a fan came out of the corner of the room and slid into the ring and kind of grabbed him.
The attacker's name's not been released. The 35th WrestleMania is tonight at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Want to know more about us? Surf on over to usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
We told you at the top about Virginia's dramatic victory over Auburn in one of the Final Four matchups in the NCAA men's basketball tournament yesterday. But in the other one, Texas Tech defeated Michigan State, and then students turned to vandalism to celebrate that victory. And now they're being condemned by city officials in Lubbock. Thousands of students flooding the streets last night, flipping over vehicles and setting bonfires. The first trip to the championship for Texas Tech will pit them against Virginia tomorrow night. Three predominantly black churches in the same Louisiana parish are conducting services today in alternate locations after fires destroy their historic buildings. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
The FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have joined the investigation into the blazes. The first fire occurred at St. Mary's Baptist Church, which was built in the 1880s.
That's our church, and it's been there a long time.
Letha Hardy, a member of St. Mary's Baptist Church for over 60 years, was on KLFY-TV.
That was the Lord's home, and Lord Jesus, all we can do is pray.
Then the Greater Union Church burned last Tuesday, and Mount Pleasant Baptist Church burned on Thursday. Burning of black churches used to be a way to intimidate communities and parishioners.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.